and rites of initiation, sacrifices and offerings and gifts, the offerer of the sacrifice, the year, and the world purified by the light from the sun and the moon, all come from the Spirit. From him the oceans and mountains, and all rivers come from him, and all herbs, and the essence of all whereby the inner Spirit dwells with the elements, all come from him. The Spirit, in truth, is all. Action, and the power of tapas, and Brahma, the Creator, and immortality. He who knows him dwelling in the secret place of the heart cuts asunder the bonds of ignorance, even in this human life. Chapter 2. Radiant in his light, yet invisible in the secret place of the heart, the Spirit is the supreme abode wherein dwells all that moves and breathes and sees. Know him as all that is and all that is not, the end of love-longing, beyond understanding, the highest in all beings. He is self-luminous and more subtle than the smallest, but in him rest all the worlds and their beings. He is the everlasting Brahman, and he is life and word and mind. He is truth and life immortal. He is the goal to be aimed at. Attain that goal, O my son. Take the great bow of the Upanishads and place in it an arrow sharp with devotion. Draw the bow with concentration on him and hit the center of the mark, the same everlasting Spirit. The bow is the sacred Om, and the arrow is our own soul. Brahman is the mark of the arrow, the aim of the soul. Even as an arrow becomes one with its mark, let the watchful soul be one in him. In him are woven the sky and the earth and all the regions of the air, and in him rest the mind and all the powers of life. Know him as the One, and leave aside all other words. He is the bridge of immortality. Where all the subtle channels of the body meet, like spokes in the center of a wheel, there he moves in the heart and transforms his one form unto many. Upon Om, Atman, yourself, place your meditation. Glory unto you in your faraway journey beyond darkness. He who knows all and sees all, and whose glory the universe shows, dwells as the spirit of the divine city of Brahman in the region of the human heart. He becomes mind and drives on the body and life, draws power from food, and finds peace in the heart. There the wise find him as joy and light and life eternal. And when he is seen in his immanence and transcendence, then the ties that have bound the heart are unloosened, the doubts of the mind vanish, and the law of karma works no more. In the supreme golden chamber is Brahman indivisible and pure. He is the radiant light of all lights, and this knows he who knows Brahman. There the sun shines not, nor the moon, nor the stars. Lightnings shine not there, and much less earthly fire. From his light all these give light, and his radiance illumines all creation. Far spreading before and behind, and right and left, and above and below, is Brahman, the Spirit Eternal. In truth, Brahman is all. Part 3, Chapter 1. There are two birds, two sweet friends, who dwell on the selfsame tree. The one eats the fruits thereof, and the other looks on in silence. The first is the human soul, who, resting on that tree, though active, feels sad in his unwisdom. But on beholding the power and glory of the higher spirit, he becomes free from sorrow. When the wise